The Bird Show.
I wanted to mention this before we even talk to intern Reshma here. You know how we were talking about Farmville yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tweeted this yesterday, and I was serious about it, that we got more emails yesterday and more Facebook messages yesterday about Farmville than I did about Jeff Dollar. It was a relief to be addressing Farmville,
right,
and not Jeff Dollar.
Here's what was the sentiment? Most people were mad
upset,
at us?
Man. You don't make fun of Farmville, dude.
Oh, really? Oh.
And here's the reason why. Tracy brought this to my attention this morning. Twitter has 18 million subscribers. 18 million.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Farmville has 69 million.
You're kidding.
No way.
Almost 70 million on Farmville. So those that are into it are into it. And I heard from all 69 million yesterday.
Really?
They were really upset that we were making fun of
them. I just don't get it.
I don't know. It's an obsession, apparently.
Yeah, I don't understand why you want to have a virtual farm and water your plants every 2 seconds.
Doesn't matter. I mean, think about the numbers there. 18 million on Twitter, and we talk about Twitter all the time.
No,
it's
kidding.
Not even a close race. 70 million on Farmville.
Wow.
And that's why I got so many emails. I had no idea until we didn't even know what it was until yesterday. Reshma, you know what it is?
I'm a Farmville freak.
Oh, you are?
Oh, you are. I totally am.
You're one of them.
I am. But the only reason I got into Farmville is because my mother, who is currently at home, like in between type of thing, is obsessed with Farmville. So one day I was home, just off school, no work, no nothing, and she decides to like make me get on. And I'm like kind of a video game nerd, so I was like, if I get onto this, I know I'm going to get addicted. She will wake me up in the middle of the night, like last night, knowing before I had to come to work, to tell me that I had to harvest my crops.
No,
so
no, she did not.
Swear. So it's not even that I'm doing it. I feel like I need to stay on for my mother's sanity.
Oh,
no joke.
People are
I mean, I could probably get off now and be okay with it. And, you know, I had my fun. Yeah, it's a fun game, but I'm done. I got, what I wanted.
What is the point of the game? Nobody wins, right?
I don't. One of my friends is determined to beat it, but no one I know has beat it yet.
What does beat it mean?
Yeah, how do you beat it?
Like, you know, all video games, there's like an eternal, like, you can finish it at one point. And there's like a giant, you know, like in solitaire, there's like this cards or whatever. Like, there's that way you can finish it, but no one knows if you can finish Farmville. And they keep enhancing it, and they'll give like new features and stuff. So I think they're just making it like people want to keep going until they give up.
And how much do you pay to play it?
Nothing.
Zero, yeah.
So how are they making money? Just advertising?
I don't know, because there's not much advertising on it. There is like a certain feature that like a lot of the like exclusive stuff that you get, you can pay money to get. And it's like, there's like coins and dollars, and you don't get dollars very often, but all the good stuff comes in dollars. So you can pay money, and they'll give you like special offers if you buy Farmville dollars. To buy the extra stuff. So I guess people buy that, but no one I know has ever bought, like actually paid for the Farmville dollars.
Well, think about it. With 70 million subscribers,
if
just 2 million of them gave a dollar for the extra bonuses on it, that's $2 million.
Yeah, and I've come really close. Like, I consider it, because I'll be like, I want that one little thing like for my farm, and I will consider pulling out my credit card and paying for it.
Really?
So I'm sure there's people that do it.
Go ahead. You can Google, I did this yesterday, Farmville addictions.
Okay.
And it's all these people like on message boards complaining that their wives aren't paying them attention anymore, they're not paying attention to the kids, people are losing their jobs over it, you get addicted to it.
Really?
Yeah, it's nutty, man. And 70 million people are on it. So that's why we got so many emails about it yesterday.
Don't understand.
All right, Reshma here has two ideas for 2010. Personal ideas, not really resolutions, but ideas that she's thinking about pulling the trigger on in 2010 that are really pretty unique.
Yeah, I was I'm kind of a nerd, so I was YouTubing and checking out some videos, and one of the blogs I follow, I saw this guy who had a video, and a bunch of people had commented, so I'm not normally like a person that checks out videos, but it was like a 10-minute video of this guy from some art school and fashion school in California, who is dancing for the full 10 minutes, but he's dancing to 100 different songs, and it's not just, it's 100 random songs that he likes of different genres, different tempos, like there's some like Billy Joel in there, there's Lady Gaga, like it goes all across the board because he's a pretty you can tell he's an eclectic guy. Not only that, he shoots the video himself, takes a tripod and a camera, and goes to different locations in around his school, home, apartment, city, and shoots these videos of him dancing to these songs. And in every single one, he's got a different outfit on. So he's got a different outfit, different song, different location for 100 days. And he cut it and made a compilation of his 100 days. and put this video up of like 100 days, 100 songs, 100 locations.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it and I started thinking about it. And the past.
It's a pretty cool idea.
It's a really cool video too. So I started looking at it and I was kind of envious of him because I have been dancing since I was like 4 years old, except for this past year, which has been really hard for me because I've been so busy and I've had work and working here and in school, and I just haven't had time to like be a part of a team or teach or do anything. So I got really envious because I was like, I want to be that, like, you know, choreographing and dancing and just doing whatever you want. And I got envious of him, and then I started looking at his clothes, and I've always been kind of like a fashion nerd. Like, I'm one of those people that, like, I won't do anything to my room, but my closet will be, like, full packed. Like, I could never have enough stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, I will never wear, like, this past semester, I haven't worn, like, probably more than 10% of my clothes. I've gone to, like, this, you know when you start repeating outfits, like, same pieces?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been repeating the same stuff, but I will go shopping every week and I just buy more and more. So it kind of made me envious of the fact that he got to wear all these cool clothes, and then it was like a self thing, not that he got to show it to everyone and he got popularity, because obviously that's a perk, but more for himself. Like, you could tell he was dancing for himself, he's happy for himself, he's doing them for himself. Like, some of the videos are shot like in a urinal or in a stairwell, like, it's not anything awesome. Like elaborate.
Right,
it's
but, just but it still gets 4 million hits.
Yeah, I mean, it got like, So I got kind of envious of him, and I started thinking, I was like, what if I challenge myself for 2010 to try and do this like 100-day thing? And it's like, at first I was like, okay, it's easy, but I started thinking about like my day-to-day routine. Uh-huh. And I was like, I would have to find a different location.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying it'd be like, you know, like the studio, like he did different rooms in his apartment or different backgrounds, so not too elaborate, but I'd have to get a tripod, pick a song, and then dance to the entire song every day. Not only that, it would also force me to wear a different outfit and utilize my closet.
The outfit every part single day. Of this whole thing, when we read about it, fascinated Jen and Wendy and Melissa also.
Didn't you do this in high school?
In high school, I had a bet with my friend senior year that I wouldn't repeat a single outfit any day, and I won.
And not one.
Yeah. And I actually carried it out through the summer because I was so used to it. Like, I saw something and I was like, okay, don't wear it. Like, I wouldn't throw stuff away. I just would do it.
You never repeated an outfit.
No.
So would you rematch a shirt with a different pair of pants or a skirt with a different shirt?
Yeah, I would, but not to the point where you could tell it was the same piece. Like, I wouldn't wear bold pieces the same way. Like, I'm not trying to, like, blow my ego, but I can, like, you know, manipulate, like, clothes and stuff, and I'm pretty handy with a sewing machine, so I would kind of edit it or alter it.
Oh,
so that I would change it. Like, I would change the buttons on vests so they wouldn't be so the same thing, or change earrings or stuff like that.
Wow.
So,
that is really fascinating, because I think for a girl, we do spend so much time thinking about what we're going to wear. I mean, I know I think about it the night before I go to bed, you know, before work the next day. I usually try to pull my clothes so I'm not, like, scrambling in the morning. But we put a lot of thought mm-hmm. into what we're going to wear every single day. But even when we repeat outfits, to me, I think it's a lot of thought.
Yeah.
And a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of effort.
It was
and so
a lot,
the fact
but
that
to
you
me,
did
it made
it differently.
Me happy. Like, it was like, I would get up in the morning, spend that extra, like, hour getting ready, but I would have a better day. It was kind of like one of those working out things. Like, you know, when you work out, you feel better. Like, me getting mm-hmm. ready and feeling good about myself.
Sure.
Not caring. Like, obviously, there was days where I looked horrible. But to me, I felt good because mm-hmm. I put my outfit together. Like, it's just like a confidence thing. And I feel
sure.
like you can wear something if you feel like you look good in it. If other people don't like it, it doesn't matter. As long as you feel like
right.
you look good, it's okay.
Right.
And it would boost my ego. I'm kind of cocky.
See, that's awesome.
That's cool.
I love that.
Jen is more interested in the outfit thing, and I'm really interested in the dance thing.
I'm interested in both. I mean, I think both would be amazing to have to do it every single day.
I know, that's
no
what
days
kills me.
Off.
That's what kills me.
Saturdays, Sundays, mm-hmm. you can sleep in, whatever.
Days off.
But at some point, you've got to go and dance.
That's you know? 3 straight months
of full
of
dancing.
Planning. No matter what's going on in your life, you've got to set up that tripod and
well,
you got to dance.
Well, and there's like things going on the next couple months where I was thinking about this, like when the New Year rolled around, everyone's like, "What's your New Year resolution?" I was like, "I don't know yet."
They're like, "I just want to dance."
I just want to dance. But my sister's getting married in March, and I'm going over there, so I'll be in California for a little bit, and then
you
I'm
have
traveling. Like, you know, mm-hmm. it's like senior year, so I've got like weekend trips everywhere, so I'll be like up at like I'm going to the cabin with my friends in a couple weeks. I gotta like take it up there and like shoot at the cabin.
Yeah,
like you
cool.
know, just random things I thought about. I was like, well, if I do it, it'd have to be a really big commitment. But
it sounds like a great idea on paper, but actually executing 100 days
I know.
Of it consecutively would be a really tough challenge.
And I wouldn't
I bet
do
you
it
would
like
learn,
this guy.
I was gonna say, I would bet you would learn a lot about yourself.
Yeah,
in doing it.
I know. And I thought about it, and instead of just doing like the 100 clips and like keeping to myself, I thought to motivate myself, I'd I have a blog that I never use. And, like, you know, teachers always tell you to start a blog for your professional career. So I was like, maybe that way, if I have a blog and I'm, like, putting them up every day, it'll keep me like, oh, I have to do it today. I have to put it up for my blog. Like, my friends will bug me or my sisters will bug me. Like, there's someone on my tail about it.
All right, let's give you motivation to do this. Because we are going to be launching a new website in, like, 2 weeks.
Okay.
And if you want to be part of that, we would give you the forum to do it.
Wow.
So somewhere on our webpage would be, you know, Reshma's 100 dances and outfits in 100 days. And you would be responsible for updating that thing every day. And if you didn't, we would have to come down on you on it, because that would be
and
part of your assignment.
It would just be us. It would be the listeners that follow it, too.
Because they'll start to get invested in it and see where you're dancing and how you're dancing and what outfit you have on.
And they'll make sure you're not wearing the same outfit.
I know. And now that I said that, I'm really nervous, because, like, I was thinking about my closet just now, and I was like, what if I repeat pieces? And someone's like, you wore that
on
day 36. Like, that makes me really nervous now.
But you do have 2 weeks to plan, so 2 weeks until it starts.
If you want to do it, we'll give you a couple of days to think about if you really want to take it seriously.
I think it would be awesome.
But it would help us out, because we've got the new website that's launched, and so people would go to see you. But you'd have to be consistent about it, and it would help you out too.
Yeah, no, I think it's just, it's one of those things where I want to do it to make myself happy. Like, I'm all about my motivation as life to do things to make me happy. Clothes make me happy. Dancing make me happy. This sounds amazing. So it sounds really good, and I really want to try it.
Think about it.
I'm going to
think about
it
before
about
you
it.
Commit, because it would be a pretty big commitment.
I know.
Once you're
that's
in,
like
you're
three
in.
Months.
Do you have the video camera and the equipment you would
need? I
have
a video camera. I have a tripod, but I'm sure I could find one.
We could figure that out for you.
All right. All right. Maybe next week. Just tell us if you want to do it or not.
I will.
And we'll pull the trigger on it
I
or
will.
Not.
Get it. The Burt Show.